Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday, the 21st day of September 2022, and here are my audio weather thoughts for the weather over the next 7 days for Austin and South Central Texas. Upper level high pressure rules. That upper level ridge of high pressure acts like a lid on the atmosphere. Not only does it keep us out of any clouds, or really much in the way of clouds, or certainly keeping clouds from building over the area, it also keeps us away from precipitation, and it allows the heat to be trapped below. And that's going to continue over the next couple of days with temperatures well above seasonal averages. In fact, we may break some records here in Austin, particularly at Camp Mabry, in the next day or so as our high temperatures get up to or slightly beyond the 100-degree mark. I think by late weekend to the weekend, the upper level high will shift back to the west. That is, the lid lessens its hold on the area just a little bit as it shifts to the west. And that's going to allow, in the upper levels of the atmosphere, a surface cold front to come south into the area sometime by midday into afternoon and evening hours on Sunday. I think it'll pass sometime Sunday evening here in the Austin area. I don't think, given the stability of the atmosphere in advance of the front, that we'll see much in the way of rain, just the wind shift and temperatures down a few degrees. Folks, when you're looking at highs at 100 for the balance of this week, and even over the weekend in the upper 90s, if we bring it down maybe 5 to 7 degrees, we're still above seasonal averages, but at least the air will be a little bit milder, a little lower as far as humidity is concerned, a lower dew point. So I think we'll notice that early next week, maybe another cold front out there a little further down the road. But bottom line, a dry weather pattern over the next 7 days. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center is suggesting no rainfall for Austin over the next 7 days. Now, I will tell you that some of the longer range weekly climate outlooks which are out there would suggest this dry weather pattern will not only continue over the next 7 days, but probably into the month of October as well. One last thing we do talk about are the tropics. The National Hurricane Center, of course, watching Fiona as it strengthens and heads generally toward Bermuda out in the Atlantic. It's not a threat for us. But there is an area of disturbed weather approaching the Leeward Islands and the Eastern Caribbean at this hour, with a 90% chance over the next week or so that it's going to become better organized. All the models, this is one thing consistent about all of them, they do call for strengthening of this system into a tropical cyclone as it moves into the Caribbean Sea. Now, where it ultimately ends up on this more southern track through the Caribbean is still to be decided. Computer models carried anywhere, and I think probably I'm leaning this way, but I would say anywhere from the Florida area and sort of a recurve across Cuba and into Florida, even into the Western Caribbean and the Yucatan Peninsula, at least one of the models, Canadian model, tends to lean that way, and a little bit in between. But I will tell you, based on the model guidance we're seeing, there seems to be the most confidence. And again, we can't say exactly where this thing's going to end up, but some type of recurvature over the Caribbean, across Cuba, and into the eastern Gulf of Mexico with time. And I think perhaps the eastern Gulf Coast region would be most threatened in this type of scenario, and that would be for the latter part of next week. So that's still out quite a bit, and we'll have to watch it carefully, see how it works out. I do want to point out that having a well-developed hurricane moving on to the Texas coast, we're getting a little late for that to happen. Not saying it can't, but I think if you really look at it, the model consensus, at least at this point, is leaning toward that eastern Gulf of Mexico ultimately with time. But that, again, still 7, 8, 9 days out, too early to call. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 21st day of September 2022. I'll update my website with the 7-day forecast and the audio weather thoughts again on Thursday morning. Have yourself a good Wednesday.